In Indonesia, markets reopened and some children attended school in the earthquake-shattered city of Pandang on West Sumatra Island today. But inland villages engulfed by landslides were to be left as mass graves to focus on getting aid to survivors.
Relief workers saw little chance of finding anyone alive in the rubble of buildings 5 days after a 7.6 magnitude quake hit the Indonesian island of Sumatra, perhaps killing thousands.
While aid and international rescue teams have poured into Pandang, help has been slow to reach remoter inland areas with landslides cutting off many roads.
Connor Laughlin is a communications officer with Catholic aid agency Trocare. He spoke with us about the relief efforts in and around Pandang.
It's a very strange feeling in the city at the moment. It's a kind of calmness almost, but a sliced edge to it also. The street lights are out around the city, so it's quite dark, and the darkness is punctuated by the blue flashes of rescue teams who are still working day and night to try and find who they can. The government has said that the official rescue operation will end tomorrow, and from there they'll move into recovery, because they don't expect that after tomorrow they'll find anybody alive in the rubble.
Now, is that only in the main city, or is that also in the smaller towns outside the city?
Some of the smaller towns around the city are yet to be reached. We're on the west coast of Sumatra here, and it's quite a hilly place and very dense with rainforests. So a lot of the outlying villages and towns are extremely remote. The ones that are connected to Pandang by roads, some of those have been cut off because the roads have been churned up from the earthquake, and some of them simply don't have roads at all. So I was speaking with the Red Cross earlier. The Red Cross have been flying over a lot of the areas with helicopters, and they've been able to get to some areas and provide relief. Simple answer is we don't know the full picture yet.